Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Bechayrus Perikhas Mishnagim Mishnadalad. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Asabas Rachel Shish Bezekhrafan Josevi Kagon Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnagim says, Misha Loy Bechar Ishtoi, a man's wife did not give birth yet. Loy Bechra means she never had a Bechar, she had never given birth yet. And then what happened? Vyalda Shnei Zacharim, she gave birth to two males, Mazel Tov, but they just got mixed up. We don't know which one was the firstborn. So Noisacham Shalem Lakayin, he has to give five Shalem to the Kayin for Pidyan Aben, and that's because for sure one of them is a Bechar. Now let's say Mesachim Sashleshim Yoim, one of them died within 30 days of birth. So Av Potter, the father is potter from giving the five slime to the kain because he's not considered ben kayama. This child wasn't considered viable in the first place, and therefore, if the father had not yet redeemed him, he doesn't have to redeem the remaining one because we don't know if that's the bechar. Maybe the one that died is the bechar. And if the kain wants to get the five slime from the father, he would have to prove that the one that remained alive is the bechar. Another example: Meis ha'av v'abanim kayamin. Let's say the father died and the children are alive. What's done? So Meir says, "Im nasnu atchalei chalku nasnu." If they paid the five slime that's owed to the kain before they divided the assets, so they gave that five slime, and that's fine. Vim lav, however, if they hadn't paid that five slime yet, and then they divided their father's Yerusha, Patur and their Potter from paying it. Now, why is that? Well, that's because Rameir holds something interesting. Two brothers, when they're dividing Yerusha, they're actually considered like they're buying each other's chelek off of each other. They're lekuchas, they're purchasers. For example, a father dies and leaves over two cars. So according to halacha, each of the children owns an equal portion of each of the cars. But obviously, each of them is just going to take one car. And so the way that we look at it is if brother one purchased the other half of his car from brother two, and the same thing, brother two purchased the other half of his car from brother one. And therefore, says Rav Meir, after they already had divided the Yerusha, they're not chayv to pay up their father's debts. Their father owed five slime to the Kayin, but they don't have to pay that up because they're just purchasers from each other and they don't owe that money. Therefore, if they did not pay that five slime before they made the division, they don't have to pay it afterwards. Whereas Rav Yehuda says that no, nischayv unechasim. The property is chayv to pay up, and that's because Rav Yehuda holds that brothers that are dividing a Yerusha are considered like regular Yarshim. They're just inheriting their father. And therefore, even after the division of the property, it's still considered like they have their father's Nechasim, and their father owed this five Slayim, so they still have to pay it. Now we have another case, Zachar and Akeva. Let's say this man's wife gave birth to twins, a male and a female, in Kan L'Kain Klom. The Kain doesn't get anything because we don't know which one was born first, and it's very possible the female was, and therefore the Kain would have to prove that the male was, and since he's not able to do that, the father doesn't have to give him anything. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, more situations. Shtei Nashim, two women that are both married to the same man, that's a big key over here. Shaloi Bechru, none of them had given birth yet. V'yolder Shnei Zacharim, and they both gave birth to males. So obviously they're both firstborns. Now, even if they get mixed up, it's not a problem. They're both firstborns. Nois and Esther Slime L'Kayin, the father has to give 10 slime to the Kayin. Now, Meis Achan Mehem Sashleishim Yoim, if one of them died within 30 days, so that really depends. Im L'Kayin Echa Nosan, if the father had given these 10 slime to one Kayin, Yachsolai Chamish Slime. So that Kayin has to give him back 5 slime because the child died within 30 days. As we had said, that's considered a non viable child who doesn't have to be redeemed in the first place, so the father gets 5 slime back. Whereas Im L'Shnei Kayhanim Nasan, if he'd given 10 slime to two different Kayhanim, 5 to this one, 5 to that one, Eino Yachal Hoytzim Yodam, he can't get anything from them because whichever Kayin he's going to try to take the money from, he would have to prove that the son whom he redeemed for that money was the one that had died. And obviously he can't do that, so each Kayin could tell him, the money that you gave me for redemption of your son, well, that son is still alive. Moving on to another case, remember, we're still discussing our man that has two wives, and then neither of them had given birth yet. And what happened? Zachar and Akeva. They both gave birth, one to Zachar, one to Akeva. Oy, Shnei Zachar and Akeva. Or it was two males and a female. So it means that one of the males is for sure a Bechar. However, the other male is not necessarily a Bechar because it could be that he was born after the female, and so we don't necessarily have two Becharim over here. No problem. At least 5 slime has to be given to the Kayin. What about the following? There were two females born and a male. Or two males and two females. The Kayin doesn't get anything because it's very possible the females were born before the males. Another situation, this fellow is married to these two women. However, one of them had already given birth and one of them didn't. So you have similar cases. They both gave birth to a male. He has to give 5 slime to the Kayin because one of them is for sure Bechar, even though we don't know which one it is. Now, if one of these children die within 30 days, and remember, we do not know which one is the Bechar, Ha'av Potter, the father is Potter from paying for this because it's very possible the Bechar died. Now, let's say the father died and the children are alive. So Rameir says, if they paid the 5 slime that the father was chayv to the Kayin before the division of property was made, Nasnus, they gave it. Vim lav, if not Potter, and their Potter, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Which Yehuda and Rebbe says, Nischayv Nuchasim, Nuchasim are chayv, and they would have to pay anyway. Lastly, Zachar and Akeva, if of these two women, one who had already given birth and one who hadn't, one of them now gave birth to a male, the other gave birth to a female, and the children got mixed up, and Kain L'Kain Klom, the Kain doesn't get anything because we don't know which one gave birth to which, so we don't know if the Zachar is a firstborn, so nothing needs to be paid. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up another Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.